This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Cisco Funeral Chapel, with roots in Northwest Arkansas since 1915. Cisco offers a variety of funeral services, including pre-arrangement and life insurance policies. More information, commonly asked questions, healing resources, and honor a veteran information available online at ciscofuneral.com.
In just a few minutes, we talk with some local residents who have rented or are renting their homes out for bikes, blues, and barbecue, and those tax implications of that income earned. But first, Arvest Bank and Loaves and Fishes are holding a Skip Your Lunch, Give a Meal fundraiser tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event will benefit Arvest's 1 Million Meals initiative. Instead of going out to lunch, they're asking that you visit your local Arvest Bank during your lunch break to donate money typically spent on lunch.
So that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Community Clinic Siloam Springs on Saturday will invite friends and supporters for an evening of entertainment to raise funds to provide access to health care for low-income residents. The annual event is called Saving the Community One Patient at a Time. It's Saturday night at 6 at Cypress Barn in Siloam Springs. In the past year, the clinic says 2,500 patients made Community Clinic Siloam Springs their medical home, providing primary and preventative services and helping patients improve their health care outcomes, decrease their health care costs, as well as the need for avoidable, costlier care. Support from the community allows Community Clinic to remain a health care safety net for low-income and uninsured neighbors. There is a $75 ticket price for this fundraiser, but all proceeds do go to the Community Clinic Siloam Springs Medical Clinic. Music provided by the Sons of Otis Malone. If you want to know more, you can email siloam@communityclinicnwa.org.
The University of Arkansas School of Law will conduct free walk-in clinics for Northwest Arkansas homeowners who are facing possible foreclosure. The clinics will be held at the Fayetteville Public Library beginning September 26th and continuing through November. University of Arkansas law students and a supervising attorney will be available to provide answers to questions the homeowners have about Arkansas foreclosure law and pending issues with their home mortgage, including possible options for loan modifications or short sales. The free clinics are made possible with the support of a grant from the Arkansas Attorney General's Office and are part of the National Mortgage Settlement. Additional information about this program can be found at law.uark.edu/clinic/foreclosure.
I think we'll put that on the webpage.
Yeah, it's kind of
a long one to remember. Yes.
But I bet you could get to it if you just went to law.uark.edu.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You can find it. Actually, we also have the link on yesterday's webpage, should we forget to put it up there today.
Okay.
Saturday, as I mentioned yesterday, is College Day at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, but they also have an art talk going on. It is titled Looking Closely at Dennis Miller Bunker's Anne Page. Museum educator Amanda Driver will lead a slow art exploration of Bunker's life and short-lived career, his painting styles, and his captivating sitter. That's tomorrow, or Saturday, I should say, Saturday. From 3:30 to 4:15 in the late 19th century art area of the museum. Best news, it's free and it's open to the public.
The inaugural Bacon Bowl, presented by Pettijean Meats, will take place on the grounds of the Northwest Arkansas Mall in Fayetteville from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's Saturday, October 26th. The Bacon Bowl will feature competitors testing their culinary skills in creating the best bacon dishes, featuring Arkansas's own Pettijean Meats bacon. Who doesn't like bacon?
Well, I think
there's some people.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right.
I venture to say probably everyone likes the taste, but some people for different reasons won't eat bacon.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Teams can choose to enter entree or dessert divisions or both. Teams will be divided into amateur and professional divisions, and winners will receive cash and prizes. For more information, go to baconbowl.net.
And the Walton Arts Center is seeking proposals from visual and performing artists to be part of the 2014 Artisphere Festival. That will take place in the spring of next year. The 2014 Artisphere Partner Grant Program has a total of $20,000 to be awarded between up to five grant winners, at least one up to five. The goal is to find work that supports the mission and theme of Artisphere and engages the community. Deadline for the submission approaching. It's November 1st. At 11:59 p.m. So if you're a procrastinator, you can wait till almost midnight,
right?
November 2nd. The award announcement will be made December 1st. If you'd like more information on the application criteria, and it's wide open. They are really looking for different sort of...
You can do anything.
Right. You can visit artisphearfestival.org. They have all the information there.